You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ever see those massive car recall headlines and just kind of scroll past? Well, what if I told you that behind that simple news alert, there's often this incredible industrial detective story unfolding? Today, we're taking a deep dive into exactly that. Ford's recent really huge recall, we're talking 850,000 vehicles. It hit some of their biggest sellers, and honestly, the story of how they even figured out the problem is pretty amazing.
It really is. So our mission today isn't just to tell you what caused this recall. We want to unpack the whole journey, you know?
Huh?
The surprising way they discovered it, the root cause they finally landed on, and what it tells us about just how complex modern car manufacturing and, well, quality control have become.
Yeah.
This isn't just some part failing. It's like a real-life industrial mystery, and it has implications for, well, basically every driver out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for this deep dive, we're drawing on a really detailed piece from Automotive Dive. It just came out July 14th, 2025, and it gives a great inside look at Ford's quality challenges, especially through the lens of this specific recall. Okay, so let's get into it. 850,000 vehicles. I mean, that's a massive number. What exactly went wrong? What's the core issue here?
Right. So the heart of the problem is failures in what's called the low-pressure fuel delivery module, the FDM. And the critical thing is these failures can actually cause the engine to stall while someone's driving.
Wow.
Yeah, it's serious. The recall specifically hits certain 2021 to 2023 models. Bronco, Explorer, Lincoln Aviator, and then the big trucks F-250, F-350, F-450, F-550 Super Duty. But it also includes the 2021 and 2022 F-150 Mustang, Lincoln Navigator, and the 2022 Expedition SUV. So quite a range.
That's a lot of popular models. So if you own one of these, what should you be looking out for? What are the symptoms?
Well, drivers might notice things like poor engine performance, maybe the engine running rough, misfiring sounds, or just feeling like there's less power than usual. And of course, the really obvious one, that check engine light popping up on the dashboard.
And the crucial thing right now, as I understand it, is that Ford doesn't actually have the fix ready yet.
That's right. They sent out letters around July 14th, basically warning owners about the risk. But they've said a second letter will follow once they actually have the repair procedure figured out.
Which really raises a big question, doesn't it?
Mm.
For a recall, this big involving engine stalling,
Right? Why
isn't the fix ready to go?
Well, this is where that detective story really kicks in. The technical cause is quite specific. It boils down to internal contamination within the FDM's jet pump.
Okay, contamination.
Yeah, and this contamination gets worse when the fuel level in the tank is low. But there's another layer. The fuel pump itself has reduced internal clearances. Think tighter spaces inside.
Right.
And that leads to more internal friction and makes it much more sensitive to something called vapor lock, especially when things get warm.
And you mentioned warm weather. They actually found environmental factors play a role here, too.
Yeah. Exactly. These FDM failures are apparently more likely to happen if you're running low on fuel or if it's just plain hot outside. Warm weather increases the fuel temperature in the tank, which makes that vapor lock issue even more likely.
Interesting. So how long did it take them to piece this together? What was the timeline?
Well, what's really fascinating is that Ford's internal group, the Critical Concern Review Group, or CCRG, they actually started looking into these failing FDMs way back in September 2022.
September 2022, okay.
Yeah, it was triggered by a spike in warranty claims and parts coming back related to the fuel system on some 2021 and 22 models.
And what did they find back then in those early stages?
Their initial teardowns, you know, taking the parts apart, consistently showed blocked jet pump orifices.
Mm-hmm.
Little pathways inside were getting clogged up.
But they didn't know what was clogging them.
Not definitively, no. The source of the contamination wasn't clear at that point.
Hmm.
Now, the supplier, PHINIA, they're the tier one supplier making these FDMs down in Mexico, though based in Michigan, they did take some corrective actions.
What was this?
This was between December 2021 and September 2022. They tried to reduce contamination and tighten up production variations. And based on that, plus warranty data they had, which seemed to show fewer failures, Ford actually closed its investigation in July 2023. They thought, okay, problem solved.
Wow. July 2023, they closed the case.
Yeah. Looking back, that was obviously a critical moment. They thought they had it licked.
That seems, well, premature now, obviously.
Yeah.
But why did they close it then? Did the data really suggest the problem had gone away?
Apparently so, from their perspective at the time. The supplier's changes seemed to work. The failure rates dipped. It looked like the issue was contained. But as we know, the story wasn't over.
Not by a long shot. Because just when Ford thought they were in the clear, enter NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Right. Their Office of Defects Investigation, ODI, opened what they call a preliminary evaluation. This was July 29th, 2024.
Okay, so a year after Ford closed their internal case.
Exactly. And it was prompted by six specific complaints from consumers about losing engine power, specifically in 2021 Ford Broncos.
So those complaints triggered a whole new look.
They did. NHTSA's inquiry meant Ford's own CCRG had to reopen their investigation. That happened on April 3rd, 2025, and this time they went much deeper.
And what did this second look uncover? This is where it gets interesting, right?
Very interesting. They found, for instance, that warranty claims spike during summer months and in warmer states, fitting with that temperature sensitivity.
Connecting the dots.
Exactly. And what's really cool, technically speaking, is how they used connected vehicle data. They could look at fuel tank levels remotely, check diagnostic codes, basically using the car's own data to help diagnose the problem from afar. High-tech detective work, really.
That's incredible. Did that lead to the breakthrough?
It seems so. In early June of 2025, the CCRG was reviewing production dates, and they found this really critical pattern. All the warranty claims were coming from vehicles built between July 2021 and July 2022.
A very specific window.
A very specific window. So they went back and reviewed PHINIA's manufacturing process logs around June 9th and 10th. And bingo, they confirmed PHINIA had made a change to the jet pump process back in early June 2021.
Okay, so they found a process change that lines up with the faulty part production dates.
Precisely. But here's the final twist, the real aha moment. The ultimate problem wasn't actually something PHINIA intended to do wrong in their process change.
Yeah.
No. It turns out the root cause was an unnamed Tier 3 supplier.
Tier 3. So a supplier to the supplier.
Exactly. A company even further down the chain making a component for PHINIA. This Tier 3 supplier's part, a pumping chamber, wasn't actually manufactured to PHINIA's specifications.
And that's what led to the problem.
That's what led to those low clearances, the increased friction, the sensitivity to vapor lock. Everything traced back to this one component deep in the supply chain, not meeting spec.
Man, that just highlights how complex these supply chains are. One tiny deviation, three levels down.
Can cause a recall affecting almost a million vehicles. It really underscores the challenge. So this discovery finally prompted Ford's field review committee to approve the recall on June 30th.
Okay. And do we know how many of these recalled vehicles are likely to actually have the bad part?
Ford estimates it's around 10%. And as of early June, they'd logged about 1,860 warranty claims, 28 field reports, 57 customer service reports related to this. But importantly, they also state no accidents or injuries have been reported, which is good news.
Definitely good news. So, okay, the mystery of the FDM seems solved for now. But you mentioned earlier, this recall is part of a much bigger picture for Ford this year, right? The numbers are kind of staggering.
They really are. This fuel pump issue is Ford's 89th recall just in 2025 so far. And that could push their total number of vehicles recalled this year over 5.2 million.
5.2 million. How does that compare?
It's the highest for any major automaker this year by a lot. It's actually more than the combined total recalls for GM, Stellantis, Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, VW, and Tesla.
Wow. That's quite a statistic. Is this a sign that quality is slipping or is something else going on? Maybe they're just getting better at finding problems.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And this fuel pump one, remember, is their second largest recall this year. The biggest was back in May, over a million vehicles for faulty backup camera software.
Right, software. Which brings us to Ford's response. What are they saying officially about this trend?
Well, spokesperson Mike Levine put out a statement. He said Ford is actively working hard to improve quality, especially acknowledging that vehicles are getting way more complex, particularly with software.
Okay.
He mentioned they've more than doubled their safety and technical expert teams in the last couple of years and really ramped up testing systems like powertrains, steering, brakes to failure to find weaknesses.
But if they're doing all that and the recalls are still climbing so sharply, you have to wonder, right, are these measures working fast enough or is the complexity just outpacing their efforts?
It's a critical point. Ford frames it positively, saying The increase reflects their intensive strategy to quickly find and fix issues, both hardware and software, to protect customers.
Going the extra mile, as they put it.
Right. And it's important to note that nuance. While this fuel pump recall we've dissected is mechanical, many of the really huge recalls lately across the board are software related.
True.
And maybe, just maybe, the connected nature of modern cars means they are finding these software bugs faster and more comprehensively than they could with purely mechanical issues in the past. It's a complex picture.
It really is. We've gone from just a headline Ford recall all the way down through layers of investigation, suppliers, technical glitches. It's been quite the journey.
Yeah, you should now have a much clearer picture of not just the FDM failure, but the whole why and how. You know, the internal probes, NHTSA stepping in, the deep dive into the supply chain. It's fascinating stuff.
So thinking about all this, what does it really mean for you, the driver?
Yeah.
I think this deep dive really hammers home just how incredibly complex our cars have become.
Absolutely.
And as they get even more sophisticated, more software, more interconnected systems. What kind of new challenges does that create? For the automakers trying to ensure quality, but also for us.
Mm-hmm.
What does vehicle quality even mean anymore when a tiny component from a supplier you've never heard of, or maybe just a few lines of code, can sideline nearly a million vehicles? Definitely something to think about next time you get behind the wheel.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.